an almost full moon. Almost so close to a full moon that I have to turn back and have another look and check to see if it isn't full deceiving me. So this is the nightly stroll with the dog on the estate in Glenmire in Ireland. This is one more in a series that's going nowhere, that's come from nowhere. Kind of a meaningless chatter of an evening. A man emptying his head. But a person who's feeling better this evening than for a long time. So it'll be quite interesting to see how we get on the duo. Yes, it's a kind of a... It's not right to call this a dialogue, this walk. It's two wills living parallel lives. He's now up against a stone, embracing granite. He is a 8-month-old, no, 7-month-old, I suppose, between 7 and 8 month old, cotton a 2-year pup. Dop. Male. Named Rocky. Wow, that moon is something. That moon is something. I feel almost called to it. I suppose it's hardly surprising that people didn't want to go and visit it. But what can one say? What can one say? What trivia? What can I say? But I am one. I feel more like one this evening than times recently when I felt like several bits vying against each other. And but it's chilly. And this is meandering. This is many stops on the road. Yes, the Judean. I have no idea why the Judean. Some biblical thoughts came into my head walking on the road to Emmaus or Jerusalem, Jericho, Bethlehem, all those places. They don't really mean anything to me. They just pop into my head. I have no idea. Why do the names of places pop into your head suddenly out of the blue? I did think about trying free association. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. It's a dustbin, a grey one, or a blue one and a red one. So I don't know what it is. Somebody there, not sure if tomorrow is the blue bin or the red bin. And I nearly fell over the dog. He actually just stopped in front of me. And oh my goodness, these little bucks, hedge things. It's a starry night. Yeah, that's a song, isn't it? Starry, starry night. On we... Oh, this has got no rhythm. This has got no rhythm. Hit me with my rhythm stick. Come on. Got to bring a shovel if you want to go to work, Rocky. Come on. He is being obstreperous. And I am being ineffective. And he's decided to eat some mud, and I'm not having him eating mud. Come on, come on, Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. I'm just not having this. He's a white-haired dog, and to have his face all covered in mud is a pain in the neck. I guess I really mean it's just an irritant to me. Let's clean it off. And I just do not feel like it. This is better. We are now really moving. I was watching Morgan Freeman for a little while before I came out a film. Before that, I was watching a little bit of Irish television with finance people chatting. Before that, I was cleaning my kitchen. And I'm now down making progress on a chilly night, and the body is moving. I've even got the shoulders wiggling, and I've got some semblance of rhythm in the hips, and we're making progress. And this is a deliberate festivity on my part. A small celebration of an achievement which someday I'll be able to talk about more freely. But onward and upward we go. This is probably going to persuade you that I really have completely gone round the twist, because I never did. I always did give myself permission to start and stop and make no sense, because this is a form of meditation. It's a form of nothingness, an emptyingness, a space. And there are times when it's useful to be stupid and to have no effort to portray intelligence, because there are so many kinds of intelligences anyway, that it would only be, coherence is only one form of intelligence. Incoherence has its virtues, just as chaos is reality. Oh, a car with four lights. Oh, it looks very serious car, this one. Two headlights and two big lights underneath it, and it's backing in. Oh yes, I don't know who my neighbours, the number 31 are. 31 reminds me of the time I was a conductor on 31 bus in London. Oh yes, the good old days. Good old days conducting a bus from Camden Town to King's Road via Westbourne Park and Notting Hill Gate, and all the stories from those days. Right, come on. Numbers. I always used to think maybe I could win the lotto or by picking bus routes from London, putting them together into some kind of a sequence, a melody. Oh, I've now got the dog playing with the lead in his mouth. I like to discourage this. Hold on. Hey, come back here. Hey, come here. Sit. Good dog. Sit. Come on, Rocky. No, it's better. If he gets into the habit of chewing the lead, I don't know how I would get him out of that habit. So I have to prevent it. The fact that I'm going to give him a little break here now. Let him be in charge, because I I've been a little forceful towards him there. So we're going to proceed the rest of this walk at his pace, which will be slow and much too slow and much too much to impose on you as an ongoing monologue. So we'll draw the monologue to a close before we reach the house and just pay homage to, once more, to those nameless stars beyond sight, or even those that are within sight. And just pay tribute to them. Nothing more profound than saying hi. And so I leave you here as the dog attends to the stone and faffs around in whatever the name of that stuff you put on top of flower beds in order to keep the weeds down. Loam, probably, or something like that. Peter Dunnigan. One last thing. To my really, really good person telling tales in London, who is sick, has been sick with sore throat and coughing and feeling awful. I wish a good and better day tomorrow. And I thought of you fondly this evening as I listened to your audio booze. This is just a public one-to-one, I suppose, saying get better. And thank you all for your company in my imagination. Good night.